Welcome to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. Today, I would like to share one of my favorite scriptures. And I don't really have clear favorites, but this one is one that I definitely love and cherish, and there are many others. But this is in John chapter 9. John chapter 9, it's a lengthy discourse on the healing of a blind man where he received his sight. This blind man, Jesus, made clay and rubbed it on his eyes, and he came seeing. Well, after he was sent to the pool of Siloam, so he went there and he washed his eyes, and he could see. What a marvelous thing that must be when you're blind. Born blind, you never saw with your eyes. All of a sudden, your eyes are opened, and you can see all the glories, the beauties. You can see people. You can see their faces, the love on their faces, and you can just see so many wonderful things. It must be a glorious experience. But anyway, it was on the Sabbath when Jesus healed this man, which, of course, upset the leaders. And they tried to get Jesus into trouble. They reasoned with the man that was healed. And let me read to you a few verses here, starting in verse 22. Let me find where I'm at here. And start reading in 22. They were asking his parents if this was their son and if he was indeed born blind. They were doubting. They were unbelieving. They didn't want to credit Jesus for healing this man. But anyway, the parents didn't want to answer because the Jews had agreed already that whoever confessed Jesus and believed in him would be put out of the synagogue, which is what it says here in verse 22. These words spake his parents because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. Therefore said his parents, he is of age, ask him. Then again called they the man that was blind and said unto him, give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Then said they to him again, what did he to thee? How opened he thine eyes? He answered them, I have told you already, and you did not hear. Wherefore would you hear it again? Will you also be his disciples? Then they reviled him and said, thou art his disciple. We know that God spake unto Moses, as for this fellow, we know not from whence he is. The man answered and said unto them, why, herein is a marvelous thing, that ye know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes. Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshipper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. They answered and said unto him, thou wast altogether born in sins, and dost thou teach us? And they cast him out. What a dreadful thing that they would not give Jesus any credit. And since this man that was blind and he was healed, since he confessed Jesus, he was put out. He was excommunicated. He was put out of their synagogue. Who would not believe in a man that did such a marvelous thing for you. But the main point of the lesson this morning that I would like to make is this. Today, people seem to make a big thing of emotional hurt, emotional damage, they might call it. When there's rejection, when there's family that rejects them, when there's a church that puts them out or excommunicates them for the faith, they seem to many times pity themselves and want others to pity themselves. But here was this man. He was excommunicated because of his faith in Jesus. And Jesus, I didn't read that far. Let me read the scripture where Jesus came to him again. It says, Jesus heard that they had cast him out. And when he had found him, he said, Dost thou believe on the Son of God? So here, Jesus could have pitied the man for being put out, and he could have told him that, you know, it's too bad, and that he can feel for him. People don't like him either. Have a little pity party for him. He didn't even mention the reproach that he was bearing. He just said, Dost thou believe on the Son of God? The fact that he didn't mention the reproach, the ban, if you will, to me it says that this was such a normal thing. Jesus knew that this was normal. Being rejected for the faith was then, and still is 2,000 years later, is normal. We don't need to be offended by it. We shouldn't be offended by it. When we realize how great things Jesus has done for us, how greatly he has suffered the righteous for the unrighteous, and how little we have suffered, we who deserve suffering, how great things Jesus has done. And we, whatever we can do, maybe we do great things or so it seems, we are still unprofitable servants because we do so little in return for what Jesus has done for us. So it seems like it's really out of place to pity ourselves for our little sufferings and to think that we have emotional damage, emotional harm, emotional hurt that we don't deserve, that we shouldn't have. The Apostle Paul suffered many great things. At least in our mind, he did. He was rejected severely. He was dragged out of the city and beaten and left for dead. Actually, he testified that he was beaten 3 times. And a beating is not easy at all. It's hard. It's difficult. It's rejection of a severe sort. Many other things he suffered, revilings and hatred. But his testimony was this. He said, our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. If we fully see this and understand it, how can we complain? How can we go about with a long face when we suffer for righteousness' sake? when we know that it's only a light affliction and is only for a moment, and it actually works for us to increase our eternal reward, praise God. Well, that's our lesson for today. Hope you've been blessed in the Word. Look forward to sharing with you throughout the week. God bless you.